Happy birthday, John. You're a lovely, lovely boy.
Paul McCartney on a BBC interview show with Sean Lennon last week.
Close your eyes.
John Lennon to his boy and John's 80th birthday. And there aren't too many people who, if you ask what was John Lennon like, you get a pretty good answer. But one of those people is with us now, Larry Kane, who has been on TV in Philadelphia for years, anchoring news. And he was the only broadcast journalist to travel to every stop on the Beatles' 1964 and 1965 American tours. He's written three books about the Beatles. He's with us now. Larry, I've read all the books. They're fantastic. How you doing?
Great to hear from you again, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit about John and your impressions of John Lennon.
Well, that would take about 3 hours, but just from the standpoint of the key points, John was, first of all, very complicated. He was he had a very, very difficult childhood, and he really acted out his junior high school years, with music. And he did little concerts all around the community, created the Beatles, met Paul McCartney, biggest decision of his life, brought him into the band, and the rest is history. The thing about John, though, that people don't understand, was his absolute, definitive, unequivocal demand for truths. He wanted the truth always. And that passion for truths, that passion against wars, that passion to use his position of power to help other people was tremendous. He and I would argue on the plane about political stuff from till I was red in the face and dry in the mouth. I couldn't take it anymore. And he just was just so determined to have world peace, so determined to take the extra step to help people. And people forget that. 1975, he was being investigated by the FBI, and the United States government tried to get him out of the country, deport him. And this is one of the most amazing things. The judge in the case was, I can't remember his name, judge in the case said that John Lennon was a testament to the American democracy, to the American spirit. And he gave him his green card. He okayed his green card. That same judge, by the way, in 1950-something, sentenced the Rosenbergs to the electric chair for spying for the Soviet Union. And it was just an amazing turnabout in terms of his outlook on life. But John was great. He was funny to be with, crazy on the airplane, poured ice down my back while I was sleeping all the time. There were pillow fights. But he was the leader of the group at the time, and he was the main viaduct to Brian Epstein. But just a great guy, and he wasn't perfect. He had a lot of problems. He wasn't a great dad to the first son. And he was an absentee dad, and he basically repeated some of the repetitions of what happened in his life earlier. But he was a good man and a good person, and I wonder what he would think of the politics of today. I think he would be outraged.
Larry, the popular thinking has always been that while Paul was writing silly love songs, John was the real force behind the Beatles progressing into more serious and sophisticated music. But based on what I've read, that's kind of unfair and not quite true. Do you agree?
Absolutely agree. I think that it was a coordinated effort, a collusion, a teamwork, and they did it beautifully. They knew how to do it. I think that Paul is, it's hard to say, who's the best, Paul or John? And the fact is that John's not around to talk about it. Paul is. And the reality is that both of them were extremely critical to in terms of lyrics and music. to the songs, and even the song "All I Need Is All You Need Is Love," which is a beautiful song, was written by both of them. They basically had an agreement, and George Harrison played a major role behind the scenes, and then of course became a great songwriter later in his life. But they were the John Paul business is kind of absurd, because there's no question that some rivalries existed as the team progressed and started winning around the world. But John was the leader. He was the founder of the band. There's no question about it. But Paul McCartney was also the heart of it. And I think that a lot of people want to make something out of that. And in my final book on the Beatles, when they were boys, there are evidences of that all over the place. But on the other hand, think of what they left us, and think of what he left us. I mean, working class hero. Imagine, one of the great songs of all time. And by the way, a song that rings true today, mm-hmm. in our environment. If it was released yesterday, it would have been an instant hit, mm-hmm. Because it's talking about just getting together as a world and not having conflict and not having tension, mm-hmm. and letting people be themselves. By the way, you know, he came to Philadelphia in April, May of 1975 for me for a charity fundraiser. He stayed the whole weekend. And I don't know if you're aware of this. People can look on YouTube and see it. He was in the parking lot. There were about 10,000 people there in the neighborhood. I mean, it's unbelievable how many people came there. And he said, "I want to be on television with you." And I said, "I just can't get in the middle of reporting crime and politics and national news and just say, well, here's John Lennon." He says, "I want to do the weather." So there's a video on the web of John doing the weather at Channel 6 in Philadelphia on May, I can't remember the exact date, May 15th or 17th,
wow.
1975. Yeah. And it was just a moment in time.
Yeah.
It was just a moment in time.
Larry Kane, always great talking to you, Larry. And those books, they're fantastic. When They Were Boys, Ticket to Ride, and Lennon Revealed. Yes, the magic of the Beatles, the music, especially John Lennon's, still relevant today. Appreciate...
By the way,
go ahead, Larry.
One thing I want to say. Do I have a moment?
No, but yeah, if you can do it in 10 seconds, I do.
Ticket to Ride is online for a few bucks to see if you can't find the actual book.
Okay.
And it's really it's great to talk to you, Bob.
Great to talk to you, Larry. Be well. Larry Kane, legendary TV news anchor in Philadelphia. Be well, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye.